Hi guys, just a reminder that this podcast, as well as many of my online resources, is delivered freely. If you would like to help me get this message of healing out to millions of people around the world, please consider clicking on the donate button on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Thank you. Hello, beautiful people. How are you guys today? Happy New Year. You have reached the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to it. Here we go. Here we go, you guys. 2022. It's like a future number. I remember being little and thinking when I saw numbers like 2022 in science fiction movies that, you know, the old cliche, we'd all be flying around in pods like the Jetsons. And here we are, definitely not doing that. I also want to say as an aside that Blue Dog is snoring loudly at my feet, so that may be part of this experience for you. I hope that it is. Hope you enjoy it. Anyway, here we are, first podcast of the new year, 2022, a year of infinite possibilities, as always, because there always are, even when things feel really heavy. And I know for many people they do right now, and that's okay. We're just going to be together in whatever it is that you're feeling or experiencing right now. Okay, let's talk about the real shit, getting together. Listen, guys, here's the situation. I hear from you guys a lot of DMs, a lot of emails, a lot of comments, a lot of, I don't know, all the ways that you guys find your way to me. Everybody wants help, and I am here to help you. But the ways I can help you is we get together in groups. And I know as we move into this year and the pandemic is going to calm down, I truly believe that. I feel like we're at the tail end of it. I just choose to be optimistic, so please don't judge me for my optimism. We are going to be getting together in groups. We will be safe. We will be whatever the retreat centers require of us. Come spend time with me. I know that I can inspire you and be in the space of energy with you. I just don't work with people one-on-one anymore because I don't have time. So I have a retreat in April in North Carolina, April 8th through the 10th. I have my yearly Omega amazing week-long experience if you have the time for that, August 7th through the 12th. All the links are on my website. And if you cannot physically make it, I have a virtual retreat May 13th through the 15th. And that one, when you sign up now, you get my online course, Freedom from Chronic Pain, and my 4 original meditations included in your retreat fee. And so you get to start on those right now. So please take advantage of that. I can help you, okay? I know I always seem incredibly confident in my ability to change your life because I just am. I just am. I live this. I breathe this. It emanates from my pores. And when we are together, whether it be virtually or in person, it shifts the narrative. It just does. And so take advantage of that. Come be with me. I want to help you. I just can't help you one-on-one. And I get so many messages and I can't answer them all. So I have to come on this platform, my one sort of megaphone here, and say, this is the way to get in touch with me. And if you can't find your way to a live retreat, I have recorded specific topic retreats on my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Please take advantage of that. And please understand, and we're going to talk about this today, chronic pain is not just pain. It is included, meaning back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, elbow pain, migraines, fibromyalgia, different diagnoses, pelvic diagnoses, skin disorders, autoimmune disease. Yes, all of that is called chronic pain or chronic illness or chronic conditions or syndromes or symptoms. All of that is included under the umbrella of my work, including chronic anxiety, chronic fatigue, chronic depression, anything that's it's chronic, just lack of energy, lack of joy for life. My love, this work can help you. This is brain science. We're going to talk about all of this today, but I just want to make sure you understand you are included. Whomever you are, however you found your way, even if you're sitting there with your arms crossed saying, how dare she say there's a cure for chronic pain? Please, my love, listen, you are included. And I think by the end of this particular podcast, you'll understand why I say there's a cure for chronic pain, because chronic pain is an epidemic of fear and meaning. There is no cure for the human condition, and there is no cure for human pain, because we have to experience it to grow, and because we're soft. We're soft-shelled. We're all soft-shelled crabs out there. We do not have a hard exoskeleton to protect us from the bumps and bruises of life. So there is no cure for human pain, but there is absolutely, absasmurfly, a cure for chronic pain, because chronic pain requires fear and meaning. The nervous system responds. The entire body becomes a pinball machine for different syndromes and symptoms. And when you look in the rearview mirror, you see this has been going on for years, usually since childhood. So this is what we discover here together on this podcast every single week. Sometimes it's me discovering it myself and sharing it with you. Sometimes I'm interviewing other people. Sometimes we're just talking about things that I've learned. But it's all here for you. And I come to you with the most open and biggest heart full of desire to impart this information and to help you and to partner with you to change your life. So there you go. That is why we are here, and that is what we can do together. And, you know, those of you who believe in New Year's resolutions or of using this turning the page of a new calendar year to reset your life, to do that hard reset, to understand that we have an opportunity to clean the slate and to really embody our highest good and move into that phase of allowing and of openness and of willingness, prioritize yourself. Make you your project this year. And, you know, you can go to my website and lots of opportunities for me to be part of that. And if that's not, if that doesn't speak to you, whomever you want to partner with to help you, but do make you your project, because it's such a powerful space to inhabit. It's such a powerful practice to do that. So today, I was inspired to use this topic. The pain is not in your head, but the solution is not in altering your physical body in any way. That doesn't mean that altering your physical body, and we'll talk about this, is not part of the solution, meaning what you eat, how you exercise, how you breathe, what kind of treatments you choose to get, whether they be body treatments like a massage or a facial or stretching or physical therapy of some kind. These things are not excluded from my work, but they are not the solution. They are part of a solution. And the reason I need to be so adamant about this is because what I see happening all the time is people using those other modalities as the primary solution and using the rest of it as sort of ancillary supportive solutions, and they continue to become very frustrated in their lack of concrete progress. And so that's why we have to talk about the brain science. We have to talk about the nervous system. We have to talk about why you continue to be sick. And I'm putting the word sick in quotes because, as I mentioned just before, there's so many ways for us to feel less than well. So whatever that is for you, just put that in that quotation space when I say things like chronic pain or sick or illness, because your illness could just be you're walking around feeling flat. And your illness could be you're anxious and you have no idea why, because you just don't understand. Your life doesn't seem to speak to this kind of anxiety. So know, please know, you are included. Your specific distress is included. Okay. The initial catalyst for me doing this podcast today was listening to Glennon Doyle's podcast, We Can Do Hard Things. I listen to it when I get a chance, and I haven't heard every single one of them, but I decided on my walk the other day to put on her most recent one. It's with interviewing a woman who is, a cancer survivor, and the woman, her name escapes me. I am terrible with names, by the way. So please forgive me every single time I come to this podcast unprepared with someone's name, because I'm always coming from that heart space of knowing what I want to say and then the details fall away. But she's interviewing a woman who's a cancer survivor, and she's a professor and very impressive person. And Glennon and her sister, Amanda, are interviewing this woman. And she recounts the beginning of her cancer journey as not being believed. So she's in pain. It struck me from the interview, even though it wasn't made completely clear, that her pain was in her gut. And irritable bowel disease is definitely something that I treat in my practice as a mind-body condition. Clearly, this was not her problem. But she was going to doctors and she was in a lot of pain and she wasn't believed. And the energy of the conversation that she was having with Glennon and Amanda was one of, I guess the energy I felt was one of anger and one of feeling discarded and one of feeling ignored. And especially as a woman, one of feeling shamed for being hysterical or overdramatic or emotional. And I get the sense that it was mostly male doctors who weren't believing her. She had to scream at the top of her lungs to get attention. And I had – like there was a sort of a lightning bolt that went through my body when I heard this conversation, especially Amanda's reaction to it, where she seemed so enraged at the idea of a woman not being believed. And I think something – I got like a pang of fear through me that anyone would ever think that that was what I was saying. And I've been through this a billion times, and I'll tell you why. Let me first be clear that the pang of fear was that I was fearful that anyone could mistakenly listen to anything I put out there, because there's so much out there that I've put out there, and think that what I might be saying is the pain is in your head, that you're creating it, that you're hysterical, that you're overdramatic, that you're making it up. Any of those things is the antithesis of what I'm saying. And I think the reason I'm so sensitive to that misunderstanding is because Dr. Sarno, my mentor and my doctor and my guide and toward the end of his life, my colleague who referred into my practice, that was his biggest barrier to success and to becoming public with his message, becoming widespread and understood in his message, was that people thought that he was dismissing disease as in your head. Don't tell me my back pain's in my head. I'm in traction. I can't get out of bed. I mean, I can feel the rage right now of somebody thinking that that is what was being implied. And so I understand Amanda's reaction in this interview when she said, there's nothing that gets me more enraged than, and she, I think she said women, but of course this stands for everyone, anyone who would be saying, please listen to me. I'm suffering. Something's wrong here. Something is amiss in my body that needs attention and I'm not feeling heard. And I guess I just got – I got worried when I heard that my work could be misunderstood, because Sarno's work was misunderstood. And over the years of me trying to carry this message, I've often been accused of that. Not in as angry a way as Sarno did, but definitely like, yeah, Nicole, don't you fucking tell me that my pain is in my head. I am – suffering. I'm sick. I'm on disability. I can't feed my children. I can't change a diaper. I can't make a living. And I say, yes, I totally hear you. I get it. And that's the opposite of what I'm saying. So my podcast today is dedicated to what I am saying. I had to start with what I'm not saying, so you understood my motivation. But my podcast today is to explain to you what is going on, because the pain is not in your head. However, and both of those, the solution is not in altering your physical body, because altering your physical body when you are caught in the whirlpool of TMS and of what we're talking about here, which is anything that is derived and is organically coming from this dysregulation of the nervous system, whenever that is happening, although the pain is not in your head, if we are looking at altering the physical body in any way, you know, treating it with nutrition, treating it with physical therapy, treating it with supplements, treating it with different, you know, massages or stretches, or changes in the chair you sit in or the way you carry yourself throughout the day. If we're going to do that, if we're going to lead with any of those things, it's like putting a Band-Aid on a tumor. Because the underlying process, this brain science, this nervous system reaction of fight or flight that leads us to be chronically whatever, fill in the blank, is going to override anything, any of those things. And we need to get to the heart of it. And when people are confused and dismiss me summarily because they think that I'm saying the pain is in their head because I'm telling them that those physical modalities, those changes will not cure it. By the way, that includes surgery. That includes surgery in almost every case that I have worked with over 20 years. So when people are saying that, I need to be clear about that because I want you to be well. And it's really lovely. I just want to digress for a moment when I read the podcast reviews, because a lot of people that listen to this podcast end up listening to all the podcasts. I guess they click on one because the topic interests them and they end up going back to the beginning and listening to all the podcasts. And I get these magnificent, magical reviews. Feel free to go over to iTunes and read the reviews because they just make me so fulfilled. I get these reviews of people who are like, I get it now. I was a skeptic, or I just came here thinking this was about back pain, or, you know, I first thought that you were saying the pain is in your head. And they listen to all these podcasts and they hear my heart. They hear my heart because, and they talk about it in the reviews, which is why I'm so fulfilled by the reviews, because, you know, from the moment I got into this and started putting myself out here, and by the way, it's not easy. It's not easy for me. I have done it not for the money, because there's not a lot of money in it, and not for the notoriety, the fame, the, you know, whatever you want to call it, or somebody who puts themselves out there. I have done it because this has created my entire life, my understanding of TMS, of mind-body medicine, of the nervous system and the brain and the dance, the magnificent, beautiful, miraculous dance between the mind, the body, and our emotional world and our world of our stored trauma and our experiences of being human. Understanding that and applying it to my very dark diagnosis of spondylolisthesis when I was 19 has created every moment of my entire life, because most notably, it allowed me to have 3 children. And I have these children who are my beating heart walking around, which, by the way, is really freaking hard and sucks because that's so hard. Any mom or dad is nodding their head. But it's also the most amazing, the most energetically incredible, euphoric thing that I've ever done, which is to create other humans and to be able to have the privilege of watching them live. So, you know, that's both horribly painful and beautifully amazing. And all of that is because I didn't listen to doctors at 19 who told me I was permanently broken and could not travel or exercise or live freely or have biological children. And so just the children alone is enough to make this a process of my whole heart. But it's more than that. It is the fact that my work, my ability to be productive and to share any value in this world is also based upon this work, and the fact that I'm a human and I get to like go running and travel and laugh and jump around with my friends when I'm excited. Every single moment of my life is created because I understand this, and that's what I give to you. All right. Here's the deal. The pain is not in your head. Because the phrase in your head, in my opinion, means imagination and means you're making it up. You are not. You are everything that you are, meaning the suffering, the stabbing, the neuropathy, the numbness, the electric sparks that feel like they're running up and down your arms and legs and nerves, the discomfort of your irritable bowel disease, the diarrhea, the vomiting, the skin disorder that shows all over your body, the symptoms of your autoimmune disease, your pelvic pain, your inability to have sex, like all these things, and the anxiety and the depression, all these things, okay, fill in the blank. They are real, they are physical, and they are happening to you. The pain of dropping a hammer on your foot feels like pain, and the pain of back pain that seems it comes out of nowhere or could be, according to your doctor, associated with a bulging disc, which, by the way, it is not. Bulging discs do not cause pain. That's another topic. But that pain is pain, and dropping the hammer on your foot is pain. But they are both coming from different sources. Dropping the hammer on your foot is the velocity of the hammer falling on your foot and causing the blood vessels and the nerves and the bone or whatever it affects to be injured. It's pain. It came from that hammer. Where does your back pain come from? Where does your irritable bowel come from? Where does your migraine disorder and your fibromyalgia, where do they come from? So we're understanding here that I'm not saying the pain is in your head. The pain is real. Capital R real. Like, there's no discussion about that. You are suffering. You're desperate. You're begging for help on whatever end of the spectrum you are. Some people are, some people aren't. But the point is, it's real. But where is it coming from? See, because if we can't identify where it's coming from, we can never be better. The source of anything must be identified in order for it to be permanently altered. And the source of these syndromes that I, and you've heard, if you will listen to this podcast, countless interviews with people who have all different things that are all cured by this work, wherever they are on the journey. Because curing is all about getting safe, and getting safe takes a minute. So don't ever get impatient. But whatever syndrome or symptom we're talking about, these sources exist within the dance between the nervous system and your perception of safety, and the way the brain will then send signals either of muscle pain, of muscle tension, of nerve pain or misfiring, or all different other bodily systems that can go into – that it can send inflammation. It can send constriction. So all of these things are happening as a result of the dance between your perception of safety, which is the input from your conscious world, into the reservoir that exists, the conscious reservoir that becomes unconscious when we have too many experiences, too much pain, too much sadness, too much fear, too much anger, too much energy that is needed to continue to repress the trauma that we cannot bring ourselves to think about. There's too much going on that it will create in your nervous system a perception of unsafety. That perception of unsafety will signal to the brain that we need to shut down. Okay, this is very, very typical stuff that we discuss about the brainstem and about the reptilian brain and about the fight or flight or freeze or fawn reaction, which is that when the brain and the nervous system perceive you to be unsafe, systems start to shut down. Digestion constricts. Cortisol and adrenaline are flooded into your body, which causes anxiety, and all different muscle groups and systems and different bodily systems are affected based on your nervous system and your brain's perception of what needs to happen. And we've talked about this many times. Where are you the quote unquote safest according to your brain and your nervous system? Out of the danger of daily life. Chronic illness and pain put us in bed, put us with the doors closed and the shades drawn, and all those dangerous situations that trigger us into these states of deep and, according to the nervous system, unsurvivable unsafety are rectified because we are shutting down. Our bodies shut down, which causes us to actually shut down our lives and become smaller and smaller. This is considered safe by your brain and your nervous system based on the process that's going on. And I call it safe in the unsafest way because we are here to live. We are here to thrive. We are here to celebrate. We're here to connect. That's what we're here for. So the reason that the pain is not in your head, but the solution is not in altering your physical body, is because no matter what kind of care you're taking of yourself, if we don't look at this source, if we don't look at this continued triggering into unsafety that leads to this shutdown in whatever way it's transpiring in your particular body, we can never be permanently well. We can never, at least permanently is a rough term, because recovery ebbs and flows, as does my life, as does every human's life. But when I say permanently, I mean no longer at the whim of your nervous system deciding to shut you down all the time. That when you get a symptom, you see it and you say, ah, I see what's going on. And you can practice these practices I teach. You can practice self-compassion. You can do the good other things, the ancillary things, the nutrition and the exercise and the breathing and all the things. And you can live this amazing, amazing, free, open life. So that's the goal. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, the first thing we do is we have to believe. I always say there are three facets to my work. Believe, do the work in patience and kindness for yourself. This podcast is to help you believe, is to help it sort of solidify within you, to help you understand that this is what's happening in your body, that you have trauma that you've experienced. It could be capital T trauma or little T trauma. It could be something as big as an assault, and it could be something as small as just not feeling heard by, you know, your parents as a child. And that's not small, by the way, but people shut it down. People discard it and they think it's small, but it's not, because it's death by 1,000 paper cuts. But whatever the trauma is that you experienced as a child, that is in the bucket of trauma. Okay, so we've got that. Then we have daily life that triggers you into those experiences all the time and brings in these primitive coping mechanisms that lead to a lot of emotional repression. And we have your personality. And many people who show up for this work have these very natural, God-given personalities of perfectionism and self-critical and codependent and desperate for acknowledgement. I am 100% like all those things. And there's so many other things, you know, there's so much on my website and in my book that you can, learn about yourself, There's no shame here. This is, you know, when people tell me I'm too sensitive, which I've been told my whole life, I think I was born this way. And you know what? I used to hate it. And now I celebrate it because I was born this way, but I have the tools to integrate what I need to integrate, the things that trigger me and make me feel very sensitive. I have the tools to integrate them instead of repress them. And so I'm not sick and I'm not in pain. And I have the same exact MRI I had at 19, the same MRI that led doctors to tell me that I would live the most limited life, that I would have to construct a shell around me to be alive, a hard shell. And it never came to pass because I understand the mind-body connection. My pain was never attached to the findings on my MRI. My MRI is a normal abnormality, as is yours. And so this is, you know, I'm trying to include a lot in a small space, and you can see I'm getting very excited. But the point is here, believe, do the work in patience and kindness for yourself. So when you believe, when you understand what's happening, what I'm explaining to you right now, that there is a process of shutdown that's happening because of an unconscious dance between the brain and the nervous system. You're like, okay, I see it's happening. I don't know how it's happening. I don't know why, and I don't know what to do about it yet, but I believe. I see that it makes a lot of sense that this is happening for me based on my childhood, based on my daily life, and based on my personality. Okay, I get it. And by the way, childhood could also be young adulthood. It could be anything that leads up to, if you're 50, childhood in this sense could last until you're 42, because that's when you feel like that's the past and this is the present. So we can call childhood past stressors, just to clarify. Okay, so you know this is happening. That's believe. Now, why does do the work matter? Do the work matters, and this is something very important for you to understand in the spirit of the pain is not in your head, but the solution is not in altering your physical body. Do the work matters because do the work is an excavation, an opening of the eyes and an excavation and a looking toward the darkness. That is what we're doing here. We're doing what they call shadow work. We're doing work to bring the unconscious conscious, bring it to the consciousness. You know, Carl Jung said, until we make the unconscious conscious, it will direct our lives and we will call it fate. And I love that quote because it's so true. It's so true. We are bringing, in doing the work, we are bringing the unconscious to the consciousness. We are looking at the shadow. We are going into our darkest rooms and turning on the light. And the reason that matters, and please, my love, listen so carefully to this. The reason that matters is because when we shine a light on the things that have happened. And we do it repetitively and we do it consciously and with awareness. The nervous system stops trying to protect us from it. This is so key. This is so key. This becomes, this emotional exercise that I teach you becomes a physical process in your body. Because what happens is when you are uncovering these things systematically and with safety, like I teach, your nervous system stops sending the signals to your brain that you need protection. When the signals stop being sent, the pain signals or the inflammation signals or the shutdown of the or the elevation of the different bodily systems, whatever is seen as a safety mechanism by your brain, when that stops firing, your symptoms just fall away. Your energy just rises. Your fatigue goes away. You just start being well. And you look, people look at me all the time and say, "Oh my God, Nicole, you're never going to believe this. It's a miracle." And I say, yes, it is, because the human body is a miracle and it's all a fucking miracle, but I can believe it because it's 100% boring brain science. It's cause and effect. It's the way this works. So when we do the work, when we do a journal speak practice, when we do a meditation practice, when we do a verbal, when we learn verbal journal speak, so it's operating in the background, when it becomes our background programming to know that we have to connect to how we feel about things and we have to look at the things that immediately our first thought is don't look there. When we start learning this, and it's a language, just like any foreign language, it takes a minute to learn it. But when you practice it and you learn it, you stop repressing things. When you're triggered, you are able to be in the space of that trigger. When we do the inner child work, that's also the work that I teach all the time. When we do this work, the nervous system starts becoming safe. It naturally occupies a space of safety. You are no longer in sustained fight or flight. And when that happens, the symptoms fall away. Patience and kindness for yourself, which is the third category of my work, the third facet of my work. The reason it's so important is the work is hard. It is simple, but it is not easy. The work is hard because what we're trying to do here is take a nervous system that is convinced that you need protection from the thing that happened when you were 8 or the abusive relationship you were in when you were 17 or the death by 1,000 paper cuts that happened with your dad or your mom or your sister or your teacher or your coach or all the things, or just your very personality because you're so perfectionistic that makes you feel like a failure every day. The nervous system sees that as so dangerous that when you sit to do the work, the first thing you're going to encounter is a lot of resistance. Your fear speaks to you in your own voice. Your resistance is your own voice, and it says, "No, no, 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 honey, we've got too many things to do. This work, oh, Nicole, yeah, she was good when you were listening to the podcast, but now that it's 20 minutes later, you're busy, you're tired, you're overwhelmed. It's cringy. I don't want to look at it." That's your resistance. That is your nervous system trying to protect you. So the patience and kindness for yourself is twofold. First, it's to be kind to yourself and say, "Oh, honey, I hear you. I know that the last thing you want to do is do this work. And I know that the nervous system in there is trying to use our voice to say that it's not safe or it's not necessary or it'll never work. We're going to do this anyway right now. We're going to be kind to ourselves and we're going to take this chance to take back our lives. We're going to do this." So that's the first place that patience and kindness is really key. The second place is when you do your journal speak practice and you examine these different things I teach you to examine, you are going to feel terrible sometimes. You're going to be like, "I can't believe I needed to say that about my kid or my mom or myself when I was 12. I can't believe I needed to go on that rant. I can't believe I needed to go back and sit with my 18-year-old me after she was assaulted and sit with her with how unbelievably hard that felt, how violating, how unlivable that felt. I can't do it. Or I can't believe I had to do it." And that's where we sit in our 10 minutes after our journal speak of loving kindness meditation and hand to heart, double hand to heart, say, "It's okay, love. We're saving our own lives here. We're doing it. and it's hard and we're crawling out and we sometimes our fingernails are in the mud and in the rocks and we're crawling out, but it's okay. You're forgiven. You're forgiven for everything you needed to do to survive. You're forgiven for the person you were last month or last year or last decade that you're not proud of, because that was as best you knew right then. As Maya Angelou says, when we know better, we do better. And so sometimes you didn't know better, and sometimes that affected you, and sometimes you weren't the person that you wanted to be or that you know to be now. You hurt people. You know, hurt people hurt people. You hurt people, and you affected their lives. And what you have done may still be affecting their lives. And, you know, that's something you have to forgive yourself for, because today is the day. Today is the day we get. This moment is the moment we get, this one right here. And in order to move forward and in order to rewire our brains and all this magical stuff we're doing here, we have to practice patience and kindness over and over again throughout the journey, because it will feel necessary. And when we get caught in the darkness of self-blame and shame and guilt, it just impedes the process and it puts more motion to have to be repressed into the reservoir, because it just feels like too much. And my love, don't do that to yourself. You don't have to do that to yourself. It's no longer a prerequisite for you to suffer in order to feel like you're a human being that deserves to live. It's no longer necessary. We need to destroy and uncreate that. That is not your story anymore. It's okay. I give you permission to release that story. I give you permission to release the story that you need to struggle and to suffer in order to be worthy of love and connection. It's over now. Let's do this work. Let's dedicate ourselves to ourselves. Let's open 2022 as a year of possibility, as a year of hope, as a year of hard work, as a year of left foot, right foot, breathe, even when it's hard, even when we have to pause and be in a pity party for a day or two, it's okay. Give yourself that grace and carry on. We're changing our lives this year. What's it going to take for you? Because I'm telling you, the pain is not in your head. Whatever it is that you struggle with, it is real. It is keeping you from the sunlight of whatever it is that you want for your human connections, for yourself. But it is not going to be fixed in an enduring fashion by simply altering your physical body in any way. We need to get underneath it. We need to look at the grand master who holds the wand for your entire life, and that is your brain and your nervous system, because without your brain, the pain is not in your head, but the pain involves your brain and your nervous system, because without this brain science, you can't feel anything. I always say, if you cut off your head, you're not going to feel pain, but you're not going to feel much else either. So, you know, saying the pain is in your head, well, you know, what does that really mean? Certainly not in your imagination. You're certainly not creating it or making it up. You are not too sensitive. You are not dramatic. You are just like me. You are a deeply feeling and thinking and wanting and needing human being who is feeling big feelings, and life is lifey and it can be really challenging, and that's just you. And you were born with a certain nature that either was or was not nurtured in your childhood, and it has created patterns and habits, and it's created things that have been obstacles, but that's okay. Because as they say in Buddhist teachings, the obstacles in the path are the path. Here we are. The challenge is actually the gift, because we get to grow. And I know it sucks. Like, I truly know it totally sucks. I would not have chosen one of my obstacles. But looking back, I would not give one of them up. Not one. And I have suffered. My guys, my friends, I have suffered, and I still welcome it, because I want to live alive. I want to live awake. I want to walk around. I don't want to be the walking dead. I want to be the walking full of feelings, full of openness, full of possibilities. And those people feel things, and feeling things is hard. But we can do it. And we are doing it. And if you can understand what I'm saying today and open yourself, soften a little, please don't be defensive. I am not trying to shut you down. I am trying to wrap my arms around you and hold space for you to open up. And I hope that this was a little piece of that today. I hope that that helped. If you are interested in doing the work, so if this opened you a bit and you're like, okay, Nicole, fine, I'm ready to do the work. Listen, here's some ways that I can help you. First is go to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. If you click on the resources tab, there is on the drop-down list, how to journal speak. Read that. Go to my YouTube channel. There is a free series called Healing Yourselves, Part One, Healing Yourself, Parts 1-4. Watch it. This is how to do the work. Once you get an understanding of how to do the work, if you want more support, if you want me to hold your hand through it, because you know what? I get it. And you can't come to a retreat, I have an online course called Freedom from Chronic Pain. Take the course. I know you've spent tons of money on different ways and treatments and modalities, and you're like, I can't spend another dollar. I get it. This is the best money you will ever spend. I've worked really hard to make it affordable because it's the way out. I mean, you have to do the work. I can't do the work for you, but it's the way out. So I've got that course. I also have Freedom from an Anxious Life, which is really about, it's specific to anxiety. But if you've never done this work before, I would take the Freedom from Chronic Pain course first because it helps you set this foundation. You really need to understand this work for the anxiety course to have the bang for the buck that that it can have for you. If you can come to my virtual retreat in May, you get the Freedom from Chronic Pain course and my 4 original meditations for free as part of your retreat fee. So you can do that, or you can come study with me in person. These are ways I can help you. If you have zero budget and there's literally none of those things you can take advantage of, this podcast is free. My YouTube channel is free. So just become willing and your entire life, just that pinprick of light will start to open up. And it will open further and further and further. And you will be living in the sunlight of your life because that's where I live. And there's no cure for the human condition. So I struggle. I have dark days. I feel anxious sometimes. I get a headache sometimes. Sometimes my right hip acts up. And I just say, oh, sweetie, there you are. We've got a lot going on, and maybe we haven't had time to do journal speak lately, or maybe, you know, that inner child hasn't been heard. And I go back to the work. I go back to my toolkit that is solid. And the toolkit I'm handing to you is my toolkit. It's solid. And I never get caught in the fear and the meaning of my chronic issues. I never have chronic issues. I've not had a chronic issue in years and years and years. I've had issues that bring themselves to the fore. Because sometimes we feel things in our hearts and sometimes we feel things in our bodies. And so they're interchangeable. So I could be having a sad day, but I could also be having a day with a headache. And that could be the same exact thing. It's just, it's showing itself sometimes. Sometimes my brain and my nervous system don't think that I can handle a sad day because I've been so sad lately. So I get a headache because that's what they deem as the safer option. And maybe I say to myself, I see what's happening here. I've had a lot of heaviness. I've had a lot of grief lately, and I've got this pounding headache. And quite frankly, the pounding headache is not going to be conducive to me having a good day or a productive day or the day that will eventually make me feel better. So let me welcome the sadness. Let me turn to my brain and my nervous system and say, hey guys, I really totally appreciate the protection, but I'm going to sit down to my journal speak right now, and I'm going to write at the top of the page, what am I unwilling to feel? As Tara Brach says, and then I'm going to write until I run out of that. And then I'm going to write the sentence, what else is true? And I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to tell it when it just sucks. And I'm going to tell it when it's not what I want to think about. And I'm going to tell it when it reminds me that I feel like a failure and I feel like a weak person and I feel like I can't do it. And I'm going to keep telling it, and I'm going to keep telling it till it loses its power. And then I'm going to erase the document because we destroy our journal speak immediately because it's just an exercise. It's just like blowing your nose into the tissue. Throw it out. You don't have to look at it again. And then I'm going to get on with my day. And 9 times out of 10, almost 10 times out of 10 maybe, I'll attend to that headache. It'll be gone. because the headache was just holding space for my grief, and the grief has been aired, and my nervous system has determined that my grief will not kill me, so I don't need protection from it. And there I am, off with my day. And now what happens? The person I needed to take to task in my journal speak walks into the room, and I look at them with such compassion because I'm not fighting that icky, dark feeling anymore of not being able to tolerate them, because I felt what I needed to feel and I can open my arms to them. And most of the time, those thems are my children, and I can be right there with them and hold space for their pain, because that's the job of a mom, and it's hard, but I can do it. Okay. This has been so full of truth for me, and I hope you felt that. I send you the biggest love. I send you blessings beyond for whatever 22 will may bring for you, whatever 2022 is going to bring for me. And I know that you can do this, and I'm with you. I'm with you in any way I can be with you. All right, guys. Well, if you're enjoying this podcast, if you can go over to iTunes and rate and review it, give me a paragraph of what you're feeling, a sentence or two. I so appreciate that. And it helps other people find the podcast, which is really great because I want everybody in the world to know this work is an option for them. And until next time, this has been the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs, and I'll see you then. Bye-bye.